the critics can come up with to criticise it is to say that the problem was too many people will get educated, then that's not exactly an overwhelming negative, is it? I think that the thing that we're facing now, and I was looking at a PwC report from about a year ago, which said that 4 out of 5 CEOs, the biggest concern they have about growth in their business is that they can't find people with the skills they need. So, you know, this makes sense. The problem that Labor's got, of course, is that last week over the last few days, they've been campaigning against a trade deal which would help us grow the economy and bring in more money and bring in more trade into this country, so or help our exporters trade, and would upgrade and allow us to have the money to pay for this. So they've got a problem that on the one hand they're saying exactly what we would expect from Labor, which is free tertiary education, and good on them, I support it. But you know, we always have a problem on the left convincing people that we're fiscally responsible. We've got no problem convincing them that we're compassionate and we like free stuff. We've got to convince them that we're fiscally responsible.
Well, you see, I think would it have been better as well at the same time that they announced this free education, look at how they're improving the quality of our education, because you can throw the money at people to go out and train. And as we were talking about before, you don't necessarily need a whole bunch more of communication students, or you don't need a whole bunch of art students coming out. So where is the education sector aligning with the jobs market? And I know that Grant Robertson is working on this to a certain degree, but it just doesn't seem like we're improving our education system by throwing free course costs at students, Doc.
Well, the problem is, of course, is that the word free is a misnomer. Nothing is free. Taxes will have to be raised or diverted from somewhere else to pay for this, because in 2025 they're saying it's going to cost $1.2 billion a year to make it operate. So that money has to come from somewhere. Again, on paper and in theory, this sounds very good, and I agree totally to an extent with what Josie's just said. Labor comes up with some not bad ideas. The problem is they can never figure out how it's going to be paid for and who's going to pay. Now, the long-suffering taxpayer is already paying a lot, so where do we get the cut? You know, we're supposed to be having tax cuts next year from the current government, so what's, where's Labor going
to
find...
Well, no, to be fair, Doc, Labor has... They have... costed this, and they've costed it out of a tax cut which they will no longer, they will not carry forward. The problem is, I think, going forward, you're right, that this is an ongoing cost, that more people will go into tertiary education or training. You know, I mean, this is about plumbers and engineers and tradies as well. That all of that has got to be good for our economy. So what you're doing, Jock, though, is comparing it with the status quo now. I mean, if we have more educated people, we're going to be getting, our businesses are going to be growing if they've got the trained staff they need.
Jock and Josie, we'll be back with you in just a moment. 12 minutes to 6.
What do you do with an old gas-driven forklift? Quite simply, gas it. If you're in the food, manufacturing or retail sector, switch on to a clean, emission-free Crown Electric. No fumes in confined areas, no oil changes, less maintenance, and refueling costs that could save you up to $60 a day on running a gas truck. Call Crown Lift Trucks, 0800 802 002.
There is nothing like a Crown for picking it up and putting it down.
Now, if you're considering selling your business, there are some things you need to weigh up. It's not like selling a home. There's significant risk if the wrong people find out your business is for sale. And although you'll be looking to achieve the best market price, you don't want just anyone in the market knowing that your business is for sale. The sales process needs to be strategic and confidential. Only qualified buyers with no hidden agenda should be getting information on your private affairs. You'll need an experienced person to protect your interests while they're pursuing the highest price the market will deliver. In short, they'll get you the best price for your business and help you minimise your risks throughout the process. If it's time to sell your business, you should give careful consideration to who you trust with this sensitive process. You can contact Tony Van Camp from Bayleys. He's licensed by the REAA and he concentrates on businesses worth over $1 million. Give him a call on 021 222 155, 021 222 155. 1-555.
Newstalk ZB community notices.
With stressless recliners from Dunscombe Mobile Furniture, imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Join Waiuku Rotary Club for outdoor walking on February 28 from 7:30 a.m. There'll be a variety of 5 and 10 kilometre walks along the west coast dunes and sandhills above Kariatahi Beach, with beautiful ocean and harbour views. Entry fee is $20, with proceeds going to community and youth projects. Due to some of the walk being on private farmland, leave the dog at home.
Caring for our community. Newstalk ZB and Dunscombe Mobile Furniture.
Tonight on The Crowd Goes Wild, we're talking cricket. The Black Caps beat Pakistan. The Sevens team beats South Africa. Plus, Novak Djokovic wins another Aussie Open title. Join us live at 7 tonight on Prime for The Crowd Goes Wild.
Great conversations start here. Larry Williams Drive with Rachel Smalley. Thanks to ANZ. Your world, your way. On Newstalk ZB.
Jock Anderson and Josie Pagani with me on the huddle this evening. Josie, I just want to come in with one issue which has surprised me, and that is really Labour's stance. We mentioned this just a moment ago on the TPP. I think pretty indefensible, really, to say we will not support this, given some other areas, when I think they needed to come out and say we support the TPP in principle, but we have some issues with this, this and this. I think that's really flawed messaging that Labour's pulled off here.
I totally agree, Rachel. And I think one of the problems they've got, you think back to Helen Clark rolling out the interest-free student loans, the narrative was totally different. That was a Labor government that was also capable of signing the FTA with China. So the problem Labor's got now is they're rolling out what I think is a inspired policy, but they haven't got the other side of it, which is that they're a government that's capable of supporting and has always supported trade. So they've got people in Labor who are trying to make the lefty principled case for trade, and they're being shut down, which I think is really bad for debate on the left and debate within the Labour Party.
And Jock,
so I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, Jock, they spent last year, it seemed, the Labour Party trying to put this unified approach together. This year was the year of policy. They got off, I think, to the worst possible start with, Andrew Little saying to David Sherry, you must apologise for this.
Yeah, it's further evidence that this Labour Party, this Labour opposition, really doesn't know where it's going. It doesn't have its feet firmly on the ground. Once upon a time, it did. And, we're harking back to the days of Clark and Kirk and co. They sort of knew where they were going. But it's still wandering around like a bit of a headless chook. And, for them not to support, the TPP thing is a short-term view, in my view. It's a headline grabber. Oh, we won't support it, end of story. Now we're going to give everyone, free education. When it comes to the crunch on voting day, I think you might find a whole lot of people faced with, do you want to have a tax cut or do you want to give a few
that's the problem, isn't it?
Free education?
Because
what would you vote for?
I think if Labor have come out in support of TPP, it would be much easier, therefore, to sell a policy today of cutting the cost of education to families and parents and students. Because you can see, okay, I get it, you guys are going to grow the pot and you're going to make sure that the people who pay are not struggling as much as they are now. You're going to redistribute the money that you're making from the TPP to working people. Mm. And it's called the Labour Party. Labour, work, jobs.
Labour and Little don't seem to be able to think much beyond a week at a time. You've got to think months and years down the track if you're going to have any traction with the voters.
Which the education policy does, but the trade policy doesn't. That's the problem. And so, you're left with spending on the one side, but how are you going to pay for it on the other side?
Exactly. It's a confused picture, isn't it? All right, Josie Pagani, political commentator. Jock Anderson joining us as well. Thank you both. It's coming up 7 minutes to 6:00.